Hey, we're back. Now we're going to tackle setting up this header, and we're going to have it separated out as an include file, just like we did with our footer. Once we set up the table, there's going to be a few more things in it, and then we can take it out, make it an include file, because this will be something that I'm going to have not change. Every single page, this is going to be exactly the same, this header. The only thing that's going to change on my different respective pages on my site is this body section. So my footer can be an include, and my header is going to be an include as well to help keep site management really, really under tight control. Now, before we even start setting up the code to power this header, this section right here is clickable because most people will instinctively go to that to get to the home page. They'll click on the logo, especially that round part. So I'm going to make sure that that's clickable. So what I'm going to do to make that easy for myself is I'm going to give this two rows, this table, the header table, I'm going to give it two rows and three columns. So you see what I've done? Now right up here in this center column, I'm going to add a clear image. If you don't know how to make a completely opaque GIF file, I'll show you. You go into Fireworks, and mine, you can see the canvas size is 4 pixels by 4 pixels. And you see canvas? There's no color. It's blank. Totally clear. And what I do is go to File, Export Wizard, save it as a GIF. Right here. GIF. And then you go take off the mat. You want no mat. And then you can use alpha transparency, I believe. And then when you export it, save it to the style folder as clear GIF. Save. I already had mine made. But that's how you make it. And now you go into Dreamweaver and let's put that GIF. Go to the pictures, clear GIF in the style folder. Let's bring that sucker in. Let's give it some alt text so we don't get any validation errors at W3C. If you don't give this alt text, you'll get a validation error at W3C. So let's put in Web Intersect. Just put in the name of your site or whatever. Okay. Now, you see that little square is right up there. All we have to do is go into the code view and let's make it bigger. Let's make the height on it. I don't know, what was that height? We said 150. And the width, let's make that, I don't know, maybe 96. And look at the design view. See what I've done? Now I can put a link on that. Watch this. This will go to HTTP www.webintersect.com. And I'm going to make it just a little higher. Code. The height. Let's make that 156 and see what it does. Design. And even a little bit more. Let's go 160 and see if that pushes down to the bottom of that logo. Now to get that centered up, you can see we have a blue edge around it. So let's click it, border 0. Now look in the code. Within that table cell is just an image with a link around it. And this will allow you to make this part of the header clickable. So watch this. I'm going to drag this in. I'm going to drag this in. Booyah, baby. That whole section right there is clickable now. Now let's make sure the height is correct. In Dreamweaver, you can actually just pull it down. Makes it easy, huh? Right about there. Very cool. Now, since I know my header is 195 total height, and I just made that image 170, that means I have 25 pixels left to play with here. And right here, on the bottom, we're going to put another div tag. That way we can have some margin on the side and get our links in there just right. So let's go to div, style, make the height 25 pixels. That'll complete the 195. So let's see what we have in design view. You see there? Now we can place links right up in there. And we want to push that one off of the edge as well, like we did this one down here. So let's give this margin left. Let's take that style. Put it right here in this div. See what it does. You see? Now your div has a margin. That way your links won't be smacked up against the side there. Now, let's just type in our links. Home. I'm going to put space. Then I'm going to put a mid dot. Go into code view, type in and mid dot. Semicolon. Then I'm going to type in about us or what we do. And then another mid dot. Let's just put another link here. Just label it another link. And let's also put a couple of spaces. Control shift space. Control shift space. Hold down control shift and space. 1, 2. And 1, 2. Now let's look in design view. Yep, that's pretty nice. Not too bad at all. We're gonna make those links now. Let's go into the code. Now before I even make these links, I'm gonna style these links up in this main.css style sheet. So let me show you what I added. You add this to your main.css style sheet. You see this? A link, A visited, A hover, and A active. That controls what all of the links are gonna look like on your page unless you make another set. Which I'm gonna be making another set of links as well, and I'll show you how I do that to make a new style for a whole new different set of links. So all your links don't have the same exact style. You can have different styles for any links that you want. So let's make this a link. And you'll see, because of my style sheet, it has that nice blue that I want. Now let's go here and make this one go to about.php, because we already have that file on server. And this one goes to web intersect, the home page. So make that go to the home page URL. And I want my links to be a little bit thicker than that. Make them a little bold. All I have to do is go into the code, and I could set this in the link style definitions, but I'm just going to use the div. So all of my links, or these particular links, will only have that. Maybe I'll want to have some blue links on my down on my page that are not bold. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to put the bold here in the styling for that div. I'm going to go to font, weight, bold, semicolon, control S, and let's look at it. That's a little better. I like that. I'm also going to make it 13 pixels instead of the default 12 that we have assigned in the style sheet for all text. Let's make this font size 13 pixels or 14. Just make it a little bigger so they stand out a little more on the page. That's a bit good. I'm going to save this, FTP it to the web. I'm going to put the index file, and make sure you go into your style folder, put up your newly configured main.css that has those links definitions in it, remember, and the clear GIF. You can go check out your site and you'll see now you have links set up any way you want them. It looks like I have a space in the link on that one, and I have to fix that. I'm going to show you guys a little CSS trick here. If you want different color links, you see this here, called it new link, and you can see it's green. It has a link, it's an active link. In the CSS file, what I did was I added a different link definition than the norm. See, these are for all the links that'll be on the site. If you want some that'll be different, you can make a new link style definition and give it a class of green links or whatever color you want yours to be. And in the file, you just make sure that link on any page has a class name of green links. So let's go and put that up and see what it does. main.css, and let's put up the index page. Refresh. See? Now you have totally different style of links here, which I might make these green, and then other links maybe normal blue or whatever, I don't know. But now you can see how you can have a row of links down here that are all different color from the ones up here. You can make all kind of different color variations on your links if you need to, using CSS that way in the main CSS style sheet. So you see exactly what I have going there, and these are for my normal links. Okay, if you guys would like to see more, you know where to leave me feedback. I read all of my YouTube comments, every single one. Even though I might not respond, I read every single comment I get on almost all 300 of my videos. I read all of them. So if you want me to do more, show you how to do some more stuff, maybe you need to know how to get something else going on the page, just let me know and maybe we'll do it for you. I'll take the highest request, the highest requested thing, and that's what we'll do for part 8 if you guys want to continue.